from the Daily Upside. Got cash? Short-term bond ETFs can fix that. Shorter doesn't always mean less. Investors are increasingly piling into short-duration bond ETFs, which invest in debt securities with shorter maturities, usually between 1 and 3 years, but some with less than a year. The ultra-short bond category had its highest inflows on record last month, topping $24 billion. High yields for ultra-short-term bonds mean these funds can be an attractive alternative for investors looking to house their excess cash. Short-term bond ETFs also regularly outperform bank savings account yields and average CD rates, according to a recent BlackRock report. It's an appealing option for advisors looking for a place to house clients' cash. We've seen short-term yields elevated for a bit of time now, and that's put a spotlight on a lot of these ETFs, said Paul Olmsted, senior analyst of fixed income strategies at Morningstar. Some bank products aren't yielding much at all. Investors are becoming more aware of this and realizing, hey, if I can earn 50 basis points more versus money markets, I want to do it. The funds can also offer both diversification benefits and higher yield with relatively lower risk, specifically duration risk, or the risk of the price of a bond decreasing if interest rates rise. Some of the highest-yielding short-term bond products include the J.P. Morgan Ultra Short Income ETF JPSD, which has $37.50 billion in assets and a dividend yield of 4.36%. The Fidelity Low Duration Bond Factor ETF FLDR manages $1.38 billion and has a yield of 4.54%. The State Street SPDR Bloomberg Investment Grade Floating Rate ETF FLRN, which oversees $2.79 billion and has a yield of 4.69%. The investing environment was, up until early last year, considered an inverted yield curve, meaning long-term interest rates were lower than short-term ones. That further fed investors' appetite for these funds, Olmsted said. Time to kill. Still, ultra-short isn't for everyone. These products are best for someone with a longer time horizon who can take on more risk, Olmsted said. Another option is in a fixed income portfolio comprised mainly of core bond funds like those investing in government, corporate, and securitized debt, taking a portion of the money invested in those core bonds and putting them in short-term or ultra-short bond funds can help diversify and reduce duration risk. If you have an interest rate view, you can express it by putting something in a short-term or ultra-short-term ETF, he said. You can put your money in a safe spot, get a reasonable yield in a diversified ultra-short ETF. And there are some very good ones out there. The Post got cash. Short-term bond ETFs can fix that appeared first on the Daily Upside.